Enjoy every hour, enjoy every minute, enjoy every second of your life, because you do not know the time nor the day when you're going to meet your demise. And so just live life, enjoy it while you can. You won't be happy all the time, but the aim is to strive to be happy. And when you're not happy, just lie down and relax. When you're not happy, just listen to some music. When you're not happy, find that inspiration to get up and do what you have to do. No one promised that all our days would be happy. But for sure, one thing we should promise ourselves is to make the best out of life. And so my little advice is simple. Don't carry hate in your heart for anybody. When things aren't reciprocated, learn your lesson from it and just continue to grow, because the more you give, the more blessings you will receive. It may not happen in the time that you want it to, but eventually down the road, it will come. And so don't be downtrodden by naysayers. Don't be downtrodden that you don't fit into a circle that you want to fit in. Because as a trendsetter, you're not easily led. So worry not. Stay blessed. Be a blessing always. And while being a blessing, just remember to stay humble and be you.
The most expensive thing in the world is inner peace. Some friendships won't last forever. And that's okay. You'll outgrow people. That's just a part of the season that you're in. And that too is okay. Your friend's course will change. People aren't meant to be the same all the time. And so your journeys will be different. And when your journeys are different, let people walk. Let them be and let them go. Things happen. Mindsets change. People stray. People become strange. There isn't any explanation that is going to make you happy or that is going to give you closure. So no explanation should be required of anybody. You are accountable to you for the journey you would like to take. And if it means leveling up in private, do just that. If it means prioritizing your self-care, do just that. Let people disconnect. And when people disconnect, hold no malice, because you're going to soar. Everything that you want will come. You're going to be able to focus on the things that you always wanted to do. You're going to be able to sit down and reflect and make strides in all the things that you desire in your life.
One of the best things you can do for somebody who is broken is to allow them that space. Let them take as much time as they want to recover, to heal properly, so that they can be the best person that they need to be. If at the end of the day you give them all of that space and they refuse to talk to you, they refuse to acknowledge you, there's no reason to feel bad, because deep within you've done them a favor. And you've also done yourself a favor, because two things: you won't be consumed, or you were never consumed by the negative energy they had then, and you can take comfort in the fact that, you know, now that they are healed, you can say, well, you played a small part in that healing process, even though they don't speak to you. Because it takes a lot. It takes a lot to recover from trauma. It takes a lot to recover from hurt. It takes a lot to recover from disappointment. It takes a lot to recover from expectations you had of people that weren't fulfilled because of the fact that you had higher expectations that were never communicated. And so understand that in whatever aspect of life you are, they are just persons who just need time away from the world, time away from people, time away from, you know, the things that you thought, you know, would make them happy. And appreciate that their time in your life is over, but at the end of the day, you can go on to soar higher and higher because you're comfortable with your journey and you're not bothered by people who weren't comfortable with theirs.